But rockfalls were not the only hazard along Lawrence Hargrave Drive. After major storms and water saturation, the embankment was subject to slippage and collapse.
In 1963, a man died when his car went into the ocean. Apparently, the coroners and the police reports of the time suggest that an embankment failure was partly to blame.
I can remember Bobby Poole when he went over in the car, like, but I didn't see that, didn't know the next day. He lived at Colcliff here, and his son used to kick around with my son, and that's how we knew it was Bobby. Like, he said his father hadn't come home that night from Clifton. And we went around there, and you see where the car had gone through the fence, and that was more or less caused by a slip in the road too, and it hadn't been fixed up for quite some time. It wasn't fixed up till after the accident. You could see the crack it had. In the old time, it'd be 3-inch drop. It was on that hairpin bend, yeah. And there was no car, never ever found the car. It went into the sea, never ever found it.
But they found his body?
Yeah, his body was there, because I had to identify him down at the morgue.
Which year was that?
63.
Same year, I think in December, another accident occurred at the same spot, in which a loaded coal truck drove over the edge, and the driver died in hospital the next day after being recovered. Again, there was a coroner's investigation into this death, and it turns out that the coal truck had broken down, was fully loaded with coal, heading to the Colcliff Coke Works, and the driver reportedly called for assistance, and he was towed by another truck. And the connection between the two failed just at this particular corner, and the truck went through the guard fence again and ended up down the slope.
There have been many attempts made by the DMR and the RTA to solve the problem of rockfalls. Some of the ideas proposed verged on the bizarre. Leo D'Adam recounts.
I made a silly suggestion at one stage that we bring in a destroyer, set her up in the bay there and just use it as gun practice and bring down the cliffs. I thought that was a good suggestion at the time.
In 1966, Bruce Fishburne was transferred to the DMR's Bulambi Works office, which was then in charge of Lawrence Hargrave Drive.
When I arrived at Bulambi, a fellow called George King was the divisional engineer, and George was a very nice guy to work with once you got to know him. Very correct man. Very dapper little man. Only a little guy. Always used to get around in a little trilby hat and a waistcoat and all that, and had a real sense of decorum and things like that. He was a golf ball king. He used to have this golf ball that used to bounce on the top of the pavement, and that was his test to make sure that it was dense enough. If the golf ball bounced back to roughly the height that he dropped it from, it was good pavement. If it didn't, he'd sort of have a few words to say. Anyway, George then was replaced by Jeff Thompson. Now, the problems probably started around towards the end of 1967 when there was quite a lot of rain, and I think the catalyst really was a school bus that went through and it got hit by some stones, and people then started to raise the alarm bells. And Jeff Thompson sort of reckoned that really that the level of risk was getting to a stage that we better get some help. And so he went up to Sydney and had a talk to various people there. And can I sort of comment that I have never seen or heard of so many wacko ideas out of this advice that Jeff got. And included in that was the idea that all these pieces of rock that were sort of hanging there could actually be loosened by hitting them with a wrecking ball type of arrangement. So much to my disgust, I finally agreed that what we would do was give this a trial. And so what we did was to organise to get a pile driving winch, and we put that on site down the bottom, and then we had to put an anchor up the other end to hang on to the other end of a rope. And the idea was that we were going to have a rope that was anchored both ends, and from this rope we were going to hang a pulley, and on the pulley we were going to use the twin drum pile driving winch both to pull it up and down the rope and also to lift the weight up and down. Anyway, coming back to the wrecking ball, We then had our first trial with that, with a great deal of ceremony, and it was hopeless. It really was hopeless. I think we spent all day and got about... Now, we did get some rocks down, but it really wasn't worth the effort because, you know, it was quite massive sandstone. And you just go dong, and it'd come back dong, and do it again, and little chips would fall off. And what we found was the most successful was actually to pull this pile-driving hammer, lower it right down to the bottom of the slope, and drag it back up the face, and it would then hook under the rocks, and that would then pull them out. And that was quite effective. But when you pull them out, there was just another layer behind them, and we didn't fix the problem. And I was of the view that there really was nothing that would fix the problem